Fixing my car. I'll just tell you how I fixed her. I have my wife fix it for me. Two of these sweetened low sweeteners, I dumped that in the bottom of that. Then I used Sanker coffee. And I used between a fourth and a half of a spoon of that Sanker coffee in on that. And about the same amount of cream over. Put that on top. Fill a cup up to, a half an inch at the top. And you're about finished filling it with milk. And that's the way I drank my coffee.
What do you call it when people don't use milk and sugar in their coffee?
Black.
Is there any other way of saying that?
Straight. I'd like to have my coffee straight. Used to go in a cafe and first order a cup of coffee. How about a cup of mud?
Oh yeah, I think I've heard that. Not in a long time.
Or a cobble. And different things. We're going to a cafe and call for eggs. Tell them you want them. One where they scrambled. They'll holler back one egg or two egg, whatever they want for the order. Shipwrecked.
Shipwrecked?
Shipwrecked. That means torn pieces. Another way, if they wanted the egg not turned over, they'd give me one with the sunny side up. Oh, I've got a mess of that stuff, but I can't think of all of it.
What do you call eggs when they're just dropped in hot water?
Boiled eggs, I guess what you'd call it with the shell on.
Yeah, well, what about if you crack the shell?
Yes, you crack them, you call that poached. We had that little here. If you remember it, I don't guess you do how you go. And then we boys, I never did like them much, never did do it much. This is something else I guess you never was accustomed to, and I guess I almost heard of it. Having chicken frizzes.
And what's that?
And we get maybe some boys get a dozen or two eggs and go get three or four fryers and take some, about what we had then was a big lard buckets where you bought lard in. Take them out in the woods. We'd pick those chickens and dress them, and then we'd boil them in that water. We'd also boil the eggs, and that's what they call having chicken frizz.
I never heard that.
She needs to come out here and stay a while with us, huh?
Yeah, she sure does. She got, I mean, she'd earn a few things, don't you?
I bet I would, too. Well, let's see,
I thought of something else.
Okay.
Ladies back in the 20s, 30s, and on back wore black hose or black stocking. I've laughed at many a time, and it does sound so foolish. The husbands go to town and to buy a woman a pair of stockings. Walk in the store, and instead of saying, I'd like to have a pair of stockings black from my wife, he'd say, I want a pair of black ladies' hose. Black ladies' holes, things like that. And
now before we may as well go ahead and finish talking about breads and things. I was going
to
ask you that later.
Bread.
Okay, when it's just baked in a loaf, now what do you call that?
Loaf or palm.
Well, just with flour, though, not with meal.
Same thing.
Would you call it a pone if it's just with
you
flour?
You could call it a pone of biscuit bread.
Oh, I always thought that pone meant it was made with meal.
Well, usually it is, but some of them call it where you just put it in, not roll it out and make biscuit out of it, but just make your biscuit dough up and just put it in your skillet and bake it. And that's baked biscuit or baked bread or pone of biscuit.
Now, do you ever call anything light bread?
Yes.
And what's that?
That's